Hello, I'm Felicia Vereen, always known as Fee.
Hey, Fee, and I'm your girl, Sharita Three, better known as Red.
And we are Inspire Her, the Total Woman podcast all about uplifting you.
Yes.
Because friends, face it, you are awesome.
We'll be chatting up about topics we love to talk about, all the things we as women must juggle every day and the issues we complain about.
But who's listening?
Girl,
we'll chat about the struggle, the job, and about him. Mm. You know who we're talking about.
Girl.
That boo, husband, boyfriend, ex, whatever you're calling them today.
Mm.
Our lovely hellions, kids.
Our angels. But seriously, friends, life happens, and we don't always get a chance to talk about it. We take it on the chin, and we keep it moving.
Because that's what we were told to do.
Yep.
But here on Inspire Her, the Total Woman podcast with Red and Fee, we are the friends you love to hang out with.
We are here to inspire her,
the Total Woman.
Yeah.
Yeah. Somebody told me that I need to stop calling kids hellions.
Our angels.
Mine was a little, she was a little bit of an angel until she got to be a teenager. Then she became a hellion. I'm sorry.
Well, that's about all of them.
How was your day today?
It was pretty good. I was at home with a trainer and I had a training all day today. So it was pretty good. Quiet.
I forgot. You can work at home. You can work in the office. You can just do it.
Sometimes. How was your day?
My day, honey, it was a day. I wasn't feeling quite well today, but we're not going to get into it because I got over it and now we good.
Well, good. And speaking of good.
Yes. We got a guest today that I just met through happenstance. I was scrolling through one of our old guest page. I was looking at some stuff she had on her page. And I saw she had a video on there and she was talking about McCall and the good life.
Okay.
Like, you know, I'm nosy. I'm real nosy.
Inquisitive.
That's the better word. Inquisitive. I said, well, I got to figure out who this McCall is. So of course I clicked on there and I said, oh, I love this. I love it. And she's on our podcast.
Woo-hoo! I love it. You know what? We always get guests who want to be on our podcast. We'll just think about it like, we want you to be on our podcast. And people always say, sure.
Always say yes.
Yeah.
So if you said no, I'd have been like, but why?
Right.
So listen. Our guest is McCall T. Sims. I even love your name. Like,
your name is
very different. I love it.
Thank you so much.
I am going to show a video of a couple of ladies that's going to be talking about the good life. And I think it's very interesting. So let me cue this up. And next up, we're going to be talking to Miss Sims.
I have some of my TGL girls with me, and they're going to give you a little snippet of what to expect.
It was a great and amazing experience. One of the things that I really, really loved was there was a group of women from all walks of life. The biggest thing was they came and they shared and they networked.
The room was full of professional women that empowered one another, that lifted one another up, that vowed to support one another.
I saw the pictures from last year and I was like, that is absolutely amazing to be around such good energy, amazing people. And I wanna be a part of something that's gonna be as big as it's gonna be.
It is so important to support our sisters in the community. It doesn't hurt anyone else's business to support someone else.
Get in the building. October 29th, we are going to celebrate the good life.
All right. Yeah.
I'm fucking in the building.
Is that you? Oh my goodness.
That is
her. You're beautiful.
I'm going to be in the building.
Yeah.
So I can't wait.
Yeah,
something. I need to put you here.
Maybe you can stream live, V.
I think I will.
I
need to have somebody come with me that can help me, but I might try to do that.
That'll be
I might try to do that. I am totally excited that you are here with us tonight.
Excited to be here with you ladies. Thank you so much for reaching out. Anytime an opportunity like this, of course. I mean, it's okay.
Now tell us in your own words, what is the good life?
The good life, I would say, is just acknowledging all the good you do. Women, we do good all around, whether you're a mother, a spouse, a partner, a sister, a cousin, an aunt. All of us have just something that we just put out as good. So I think that's just what that is for me. And I think that's pretty much how this all stemmed around. I just wanted to celebrate women and the good that they do.
How long have you been doing that? I'm sorry. How long have you been doing that? The good life? Is it like a, well, explain to us what it is. What is Fee actually coming to? Like, what is that?
So it typically is just a Women's Day celebration. Last year was my first year where I didn't do any ticket sales. It was invite only. If you got the private invite, that meant I needed you to pull up and show up and come how I told you to come. So last year I sent out some private invites. It wasn't anything that was open to the public because I wanted to keep it very personal. Last year it was a little personal because everybody that was invited was somebody that either I had a real life connection with. These are women who have supported me when I started my entrepreneurship journey, or there was women in the room that I had never even met before.
Wow. But
through social media, we just were connected, and it was just a mixture of just those women. I am renting out the White Mansion. Tybee Island.
I saw that.
Yes. In that invite, it said, I just want you to put on some black and white and show up.
And so then, you're in Savannah. You're in Savannah because I'm in Virginia and we have fans all over the place. So you're actually in Savannah.
It's Savannah, Georgia. We went out to Island at the White Mansion. I had one of my favorite photographers there, Somi Benson Jaja, shot by Somi Studios. I was like, hey, I just want you to come and I need you just to capture these moments with just these amazing women. And that's what we did. I had food, I had drink, I had music for the girls. Now I'm gonna be, I did not actually get to enjoy the, now I being amongst the women was, yeah, it was amazing. But I literally was in my director, creative director mode the entire time. I didn't eat, I drank. because I was pretty much directing these different scenes and scenarios, these photo shoots. But as I was doing that, all of the girls were connecting with each other, networking with each other. Hey, girl, can you take my picture over here? Because the mansion is beautiful. So, yeah, it just was an all-out amazing day. And the feedback from the girls, it just was like, just seeing... Because like I said, I was in go work the entire time we were in that mansion. So I couldn't really focus on what the girls were doing. But after all of it, it just was like, I sat at home and was like, this was something.
Yeah. And sometimes that's what needs to happen. You know, that first year that you are getting into a year, trying to understand what do I want this to be? And then this year is kind of like, okay, it's been sitting for a while. It's coming in. Fruition is, look, you're gonna look back to these years and say, man, I cannot believe where I started at.
Yes. Right. So are you planning on at some point traveling to other cities with the good life? I'm putting it out there.
That would be major. Come on, Lord, do it. She put it out there.
So. I'm putting it out there. RVA has to be the first stop.
She wants to come to Richmond. That's what that is.
RVA.
Yes.
Brittany says up from here. I know that's right, Brittany. RVA is the next stop.
Okay, let's get it.
Well, look, let's back up a little bit because we know what the good life is.
Yes.
What does McCall T. Sims do here in Savannah?
Yes, I am a fashion stylist, fashion slash personal stylist. So anything style related. Now, I don't design. I don't sew or anything like that. But I can get you in the right direction of the person who, of people who do that, if that is something that you are wanting, if you was to choose to book me. But yeah, anything style related is my call.
Okay.
Yeah.
I see you got a little fashion thing going on.
Y'all have to go check her page out. Listen, I have been, what's the word you said, Sharita? I have been inquisitive. I have been very inquisitive because I mean, I like to know who we're inviting on the podcast. So yes, she knows everything about style, guys. So
What's your page name?
On Facebook, you can find me at McCall T. Sims. On Instagram, it'll be dressed.by.McCallSims. TikTok is the real McCall.
I like that.
Yeah.
Now, how do you find these women that you honor?
All of them I'm connected to in some type of way. Well, and it's not just me. So I actually, this year, a friend of mine, I've known Kevin Germain for a very, I don't know if you're looking on my page, you'll see him tag that name, Kevin Germain. That is my actual partner this year. We put all of this together this year. I wouldn't have been able to pull it off this way without him this year on this level. When I saw the feedback that I got from last year, Kevin saw the feedback that I got from last year, because me and him were working on another project that was out at the mansion as well. So when he saw, like, hey, this is something, this is something that the city kind of needs. Like, so he reached out to me and he said, you know, you got to do that again, right? And I'm like, do it again.
So he was,
do you see the people on the book, they're going crazy when the pictures kind of went out, and the people was like, "No, wait a minute, I want to be there."
Missed it. where these pictures? I didn't hear, because you know, in Savannah, you typically hear about the stuff for us.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like,
and it was kept so low key.
Happened and nobody knew about it.
No flyers or anything were posted because it was invite only. Oh, you post something, people just like to show up.
Yeah, we show up or we ride around.
Right, yeah. So I wanted to keep it, you know, a little personal. I didn't want people invading the space because it was invite only. And my thing is, why post something to the public if you know it's, if everybody won't be invited? Because the first year, it was small. So, you know, it was invite only. So once those pictures went out, people were inquiring, like, okay, are you thinking about doing this again and maybe inviting people, maybe doing a ticket sale? And then I'm like, well, okay, cool. Kevin was like, come on, let's do it. I'm going to be your right-hand man. And he has held my hand through this entire process. And we've got an amazing event coming Sunday. Yeah.
Oh, wow. And when a person believes in you enough to say, you come work.
Yes.
I'm gonna come to some work.
Yeah, and that's what we did. We came together and we just Kevin is very poised and professional. You know, I'm that fun girl, I'm that creative girl. So it's just us two coming together. We have gotten something amazing coming on Sunday.
Brittany says she got her fit ready. Do you want to share it to your page? Have tickets already sold, or?
Tickets are sold.
We're sold out.
Yeah.
Woo-hoo. That's the day. I was like, well, thank you. I got my ticket.
Yeah.
I am glad I got my ticket.
Yes.
Ma'am. Now, what's the secret to the, like, I know, like, this event that I just went to, white party, like, secret? You find out a little bit later. I know when I looked at the review, I mean, the advertisement, your location hadn't been announced. Are you going to have it at different places around the city every year? Or are you going to, it's going to be.
So did you get your emails today?
Say that again.
Did you get your email?
I get my email. So I know where it's at now.
Yeah, so I can, and that was one of, that was Kevin's idea. I was like, man, let's put that dress on there. He was like, mm-mm, no. we're gonna ease.
Yeah. We like that though. You know, yeah. I don't know where the place is that with.
That's
a good thing.
Done big promo videos at the venue, but we just never, and some people, like, you know, Savannah is small, so some people know where it's at if you've been there, but we just wanted that article of surprise. That was one of his ideas. He said, no, we're gonna just ease the girls into it, like, McCall, just trust me. And I was like, well, okay, all right.
That's the fun of it, you know, you, the surprise, the wondering, all of that stuff. That's the fun of it. And you know, with Danae and Blanc, you lugging all of this stuff and you don't find out where you're going until you get to your meeting spot. I mean, that's the fun of it all. So yeah, he was right about that. He's definitely right about that. Can you share anything with us that's going to happen? Like, don't give us your secrets, but just, you know, how the night, a little bit of how the night will unfold.
I'm going to say it's not really much surprise. I think just the whole atmosphere is going to wow the girls, because we have Jelaine Smart. I'm not sure if you all are familiar with her. She is an event director here. She does event decor, event setup. She reached out to me and she said, hey, I want to partner with you on this. I want to take your building and I want to transform that room.
Okay. Oh, gosh. You got people raising their hand to volunteer to work.
Right. Yeah. She was heaven sent to me and Kevin when she said, hey, let me control this room. I know what to do. I don't even know what she's going to be doing. I don't. I have no idea, but I just know. So we all going to be surprised when we walk into the room on Sunday, but I know she's gonna bring it. I know she is. Yeah.
Okay. Well, you know, listen, sometimes when you trust the person, you're like, you know, they can do it. And you say, I mean, you just say, hey, I'm going along with you. And to have people to stand up and say, I want to make your dream come true, that says a lot for who you are.
Right. Mm. And I have been able to, like, it's not just me this year. Of course, I had the support of my mom and my sisters last year. They helped me every step of the way. This year, they were able to sit back, relax. Mama, we got a whole team. I don't need you to cook no red rice this year.
She still cooks some red rice, though.
Yes, like, my sisters, my mom, my cousin, my friends, like, they all came in and, you know, did what they did last year. But it's like, everybody, no, sit back. I just want you to come and enjoy yourself and just celebrate the good life. I have a whole team this year. And it's going to be nice.
So is there going to be a fashion show as part of it?
No, not. I mean, we might can get the girls. That you know what? You just put an idea in my head. We could. Let me think of something real. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You're the stylist. Okay. So is that her on your shirt? Have you styled her before?
Oh, no. But I like to always refer to myself as her. Yeah.
Okay. I like that top.
Yeah. Thank you.
I like the good life.
Yes.
I like that. I really, really do. When I saw it, I was like, man, this is going to be something. So I need to get in on this now so I can say, I told y'all so.
Boy, this is going to be big.
Yeah.
This is the 10th annual. I may have to catch it next year.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
you might be coming up to Richmond.
Right. Like,
yeah.
I'm going to show this video to Kevin. Okay.
Yes.
She's going to get you mixed up in something. And next thing I know.
Yeah.
You know what? I haven't even said this to Red yet, but we're having a retreat next year.
Okay.
We might call you to help us out.
Okay, come on. Ready?
We love to inspire her, the total meaning inspire. We inspire physically, mentally, fashionably. And we love seeing women doing their thing.
And me too. That's why we doing this. Like, it's just, like, always, I like to tell people, I'm a girl. Yeah. I just around dope women. And even if you don't really see yourself as that, it's like, come on and hang with me for a little bit. I'm rub off on you a little bit. So.
Yeah, let me straighten your crown.
Right, exactly.
Look at you. Guys, that is the theme of our retreat for next year.
Okay, I love it.
You see that play on words, how I slid that right on in.
Okay.
Yes, yes. We you know, I tell people all the time, and Brittany has, she was on show before last.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I pay attention to people that, and I can say it, admire, younger than me, doing great things. Mm-hmm. And I was scrolling one day, and I saw her theme, and Brittany, correct me if I'm wrong, it was called Suddenly Season.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And we brought her on because we wanted to know, you know, what is this Suddenly Season?
Right.
Starting to see her, you know, come into herself and show others, you know, others. And people are, there she is, it's Suddenly Season. And she did a great job with that. And it's a lot of people that we to bring on to the podcast to, you know, emphasize. You know, you may be thinking that people aren't watching.
Right.
They are.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And they'll remember something and say it back to you and be like, what you know about that?
Yeah.
They were watching.
Mm-hmm.
People are watching. And it's a great thing that you're doing, bringing these women to the forefront. Because a lot of women sit in silence sometimes, not knowing that they're actually teaching by just being who they are.
Right.
But you know what, Fee? The younger women that we see, they're so bold and just go for what they want. They're no fears. They just dive in head first, no inhibitions about it. I don't think we were like that at this age.
Twenties
and thirties.
Yep. My mom says the same thing about me. I will if God gives me put something on my heart, I'm gonna go for it. I'm gonna do it and I'm gonna make it happen. That's just that.
Mm-hmm. I love it.
That's how it should be. Listen,
I love it.
I'll let you know. And even you know, I tell my daughter, even if it don't work the first time,
don't work.
So what?
Learn some things and do it again.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. You know, like you. Last year you did your thing.
Mm-hmm.
You did it a little quieter.
Yeah, right.
You know, we saw it because that white mansion. Man, I wish I had a picture. That white man.
Mm-hmm. It was so yeah.
Women in black and the whole place is white. That was beautiful.
You know, you throw a color theme on them, you're gonna be like, okay. So
And this year you're opening it up. And people already like, well, when she do it again, I'm going to pay attention.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah.
Jump on it, you know. And you sold out. So people have been paying attention.
So what have been some of the ups and downs, you know, of doing this? Any challenges?
Yeah, it was very, because this is my, the mansion was the mansion was very small and intimate. So that was something like it was a lot of work. I'm not going to say it wasn't a lot of work because it still was because I did a lot of the getting it all together kind of by myself.
Mm-hmm.
This year, of course, you have different personalities that you're working with. And my mother likes to say, oh, you just that bully. You that bully. You that bully. Because if I have a viewpoint, I'm going to make it heard. So I think, and of course, you know, we all
but agree. It's your baby.
You're right.
Yeah.
It's something that it I created it, but it's like, no, McCall, you are working on a team. It can't just be you. And when I learned, okay, McCall, calm down a little bit. You got a whole team. Let them do what they do. You're doing what you do, so let them do what they do. I think that probably was one of my challenges, to be honest. Like, it's like, I want to do it all. It's like, no, you can't do it all. Because as you can see, you was broke down and hurt for almost a week.
Last year.
And then body was hurting you last year because you did it all on your own. So this year, let you do what they do and do what you do. Learn how to let people do what they do.
Oh, a lot easier. Red can tell you, I'm you. I do.
Yeah.
I gotta do things because can't nobody do it better than me.
Right. Yeah. So
as you can see with the link today, didn't get sent correctly. So somebody can do it better than me.
Oh yeah, Fee, getting her out of those control issues. Me, yeah. I tell people I'm glad I don't have them overachiever problems.
Yes.
And, you know, if I can't do it, I just can't do it.
Right.
I'm not gonna get, you know. So yeah. How long have you been an entrepreneur?
Since 2019.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not sure who this Michelle. You know Michelle.
Hi, Michelle.
Okay.
I don't know who Michelle is, but I don't. But she said hi three times. So we're gonna say, or is that Michael?
I don't know. But I'm gonna kiss your feet. I don't know who this is.
No, this is somebody who is trolling. So
yeah. I am your dog. Okay, let's block this person.
We are not going to entertain Michael Holder, whoever he is. If you want to be known as a foolish person,
right,
then go ahead and we're going to let them know that you are a foolish person, but we're moving along. But yes, but you know what? Red is a therapist. So she knows, see, her job is to calm people down.
Right.
Change their energy. So that's why she doesn't get excited. I'm the excited one. It's got to be right. I'm like you.
Yeah.
Got to be right. It's got to be this way. And I'm learning. I'm yeah. good. I'm learning.
Me too. Very. And then another challenge was, it's like when you have your hopes up about this particular detail and it doesn't go through as planned, or this particular person, or, oh God, please, please, please let them come through. Please let them come through. And it doesn't. And it's like, oh my God, wow. It's like, no, pick your head up. Keep it moving.
But you know, one thing that I learned is that when you are doing something good for the community and for others, it's going to work. And maybe not exactly how you thought it was going to work, but even the way you do it is the best for everybody. Mm-hmm. Simply because you're doing it from your heart.
Right.
That's it.
Right. Shaylee Sam said, keep your head up. Is she some kin to you?
Oh,
Shatili.
That's right. Keep your head up.
That's Shatili.
That's her oldest sister.
Honorees this year. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Good.
Your sister's one of your honorees.
Yes, she is.
Amazing. Okay. Okay.
Look, you got so much energy around you already.
Yeah, I do. My support system is amazing. Like, I couldn't do half of the stuff that I do without them. So. Yeah.
Okay. Well, tell us what's happening next then. What's coming next?
I'm gonna take a little break. I need a little break. Say hi, everyone. Yeah. I think I'm gonna chill out a little bit for the holidays. I'm trying to drag my family back into this. Because of course I'm the stylist and I take pictures. I help people take pictures. Mm-hmm. So we did this huge family holiday photo shoot last year. I want to do it again because it was fun to me. Mm-hmm. So I'm them back into that. So that might be my next focus, is trying to get my family to agree to this photo shoot again.
So, you're putting it all over Facebook because then people are going to be calling you, hey,
right,
come over here and help me with my family with the cute outfits. And
right. After the Good Life, I will launch that. Last year I did it where I styled about four families. So I think I'm going to do a special for holiday photos for families. So
okay, I don't know if you can style the Moore family, honey.
Get us some ideas.
Or to stand still long enough.
So, did you take fashion classes in college, or you just have a natural knack to put things together?
It was natural. I hadn't.
Wow.
Yeah, you know, of course, when I wanted to get into this, and I thought that, like, McCall, you're not going to be able to, you know, that's my mind telling me, you're not going to be able to, I ain't went to nobody fashion school. So then when I'm researching, and it's just like, whoa, a lot of people haven't, a lot of stylists that I'm looking up to haven't actually gone to fashion school. Mm-hmm. It's just something that God has given you. So, yeah, once I got over that fear of people thinking, girl, you ain't went to nobody fashion school, I took off and it worked.
Wow.
Look what you're telling all the other people, that all the other younger people that are looking at you.
Yeah.
You got scared right here. Mm-hmm. There's people going to school for years and years, and when it comes naturally, mm-hmm. you know, it's a natural talent. People don't have natural talent. And that's okay. You know, and if you do something for a person and they love it, that's mm-hmm. all you need. It's a couple of people that love them. Yeah.
Exactly.
And
of course, on the business side of it, you know, there are courses and stuff that I have taken, still a lot of research that comes with it. You know, you have to do your due diligence to be good at what you're doing. You know, you can't just rely on the gift, season it and do all this. So, yeah.
But you got the right personality too. Is there anybody that you kind of look up to? You know, I like Gugu. She is like the Erica and Tina sister, so she styles them. Who else have you like patterned yourself after, or you admire that also a stylist?
I'm Jay Boland. Once I started kind of getting into this, that's one of the people that I kind of use as a blueprint of mine. There's a stylist that I actually met on a project. Her name is Martha, styled by Martha. She's a set designer. This girl, and now she has gone to fashion school. If I have a question, I can call her and it's like, hey, because she's done that. She she's just all around just talented. So yeah, it's quite a few that I, you know, I do my homework, and it's just you study and yeah.
So are you the more the better or less is more type of stylist?
I'm more of less is more. Mm-hmm. Now, if I do have that client who just want to do the most, then it's like, okay. You know, it can't. Of course, I give my input, and a lot of times people listen. It's like, okay, we can keep that side of you, but let's do this.
Tone it down.
Personal style, it's always a little less is more. I'm not really too trendy. I'm more of like a classic type of girl. So
okay, yeah. So you can style me. I like that.
Yeah. I don't do too much. It's like it might be the smallest touch. And it's like it's a little necklace I wear with everything, and people notice it. And it's not gaudy. It's just a thin necklace, and people notice she wears that necklace almost with everything, because it goes with everything, and it's my favorite necklace.
Wow. Okay.
We don't have to. Yeah, we might have to talk to you about the fashion show.
Yes.
Even styling us, because we need some more pictures.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Cool. We have things to do.
Of course. I'm here. I'm your girl.
Yeah, we love to meet new people and bring on people that are that we can add to our team.
Yes,
of course. We love to take pictures.
Yes,
I love clothes. Red loves clothes as well, styling.
And we
don't know how to. I don't know what I'm wearing. I don't know what I'm wearing Sunday. Black is easy.
Black is easy.
But I don't want my black to be just a regular black.
Yeah.
I still want it to be something different. So.
Yeah.
So now let me ask you a question. Do you do little classes or seminars or things like that to help people understand what's the best style for them?
That actually is on my agenda. It's a goal of mine to either an ebook or some type of class. Yeah, definitely.
Okay. Well, I have to have you back on here. I mean, because a lot of women, you know, love different colors, but some colors don't match every person.
Exactly. You
know? And some people don't know what's the right fit for them.
Mm-hmm.
I saw a lady in the grocery store the other day, and it wasn't the right fit. The right fit. But how can you tell somebody that? It's none of my business, but I'm just saying.
Yeah.
So people have to
where they are. You know, don't be so hard with it. Because I will tell a client now, I just don't think we should do that.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Right. So what's something that never goes out of style? I got an idea in my head, but what is something that never goes out of style?
A white button down.
Okay.
I'm gonna just say like a classic cut of jeans. Like you see that, like the cut of jeans now is really that almost like that straight denim. I'll say that. I guess I'm trying to use my capsule wardrobe. Mm-hmm. Is this stuff is just classic? A denim jacket.
I was gonna say the jean jacket. She loves a jean jacket.
Those staple pieces that make sure you have it in your wardrobe because it's gonna.
So it seems like the cowboy boots and stuff are kind of coming back in style. Mm-hmm. Okay. And the bell bottoms.
Yep, wide legs.
I am in love with bell bottoms. And when I saw bell bottoms coming back in style, I was like,
well, not bell bottoms, wide leg pants. Because bell bottoms are different. Wide leg pants.
Our bell bottoms are back now, too.
Okay. I love me a good old cat suit or jumper.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Yeah. You can do with a one piece. You can do a lot with a one piece.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what color is in now? I never know what color is in. Red is my favorite.
I know red is in. I'm trying to think what colors have I been seeing out there. Red, denim, like denim period. I don't know if denim, everything is made in the denim shoes. I'm not really, like I said before, I'm not really into trend, but that denim trend, I really kind of gravitated to. It's just something that I do. Everything denim. You got denim handbags. I got a denim hat on.
Hats, shoes, bags.
Yeah. Yeah. That is one trend that I am really admiring right now is the whole denim craze. So,
Okay. What's your favorite color?
And my favorite color is actually navy blue.
Okay.
Yeah, it's an odd favorite color, but I don't know. It just kind of exudes power.
Mine is green, and Bee's is red. Yeah, green is my favorite color. Yeah.
What is something that you would? So is this the photographer? Because I've seen that name.
Her name is Johnny.
That is my videographer. Yes.
Oh, she's a pretty brown girl.
Yes.
Her at our retreat.
Yes.
Yes.
Stuff that she did.
Yes.
We want to be able to create something like that as well.
You need her. Yes.
All right. Okay. Johnny, we're gonna be. I'm gonna be in your messenger.
Right.
Hi, pretty girl.
Yes.
So definitely.
Be at the good light, so y'all make sure your face is beat, make sure that hair is laid.
Okay.
I gotta go get my makeup done now too.
Yeah.
I'm gonna call my girl. Listen, you're stressing me out now.
You gotta represent.
Stressing me out now.
She says she's looking forward to it. You gotta represent, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm gonna go do what I need to do. As a matter of fact, I gotta go to Jacksonville Saturday and then I'm coming back. But
okay.
Looking forward.
That's the perfect place
to find an outfit. Yes. Oh, yes. Yeah, I already thought about that.
Yeah.
I already
thought about that. Wow. I definitely need to catch the next one.
Yes, definitely.
The good life. All right. So listen, what do you want to tell the people about McCall or, you know, just overall sum it up and the good life that's come up? This is your opportunity, your commercial. What you want to tell the people out there?
Well, I can't. I'm not gonna plug it because we sold out.
Wow. Sorry, guys. You can't.
I really just thank God for that. Oh gosh, I'm just so excited. Like, every single person who has either sponsors, vendors. Our attendees, like, we wouldn't have been without y'all. So,
wow.
I'm just so thankful. I'm so gracious. Thank you. that's just all I can say right now. I'm gonna just keep it simple because I'm a crybaby.
Okay. So yeah. You don't mind if you cry out on here.
No. give us your social medias again.
Yes. So you can find me on Facebook, McCall T. Sims. Instagram is going to be dressed.by.McCallSims. And my TikTok is the real McCall. Yeah.
Nice.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like that.
I like that too. Well, thank you so much, McCall.
Thank you. This was fun.
It was. Yeah.
It's my trip on out this
now. Yes.
Ready? Yeah. This was a fun Tuesday night. Thank y'all so much.
Yes. Appreciate it. And for all the ladies who, her ladies who are being recognized, look, we need to have y'all on here too. We want to see what she saw. Of course, we
want to connect everybody at the good night. So you know, and that's the point of this. If you have a business, you need to be in that room and you need to be networking, you need to be connecting. And not everybody is entrepreneur. If you're in that room, letting your head down and having a good time.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah. Get in the room and do it for yourself. She said, thank you.
All right.
Yeah. Whatever it is that you need in that room, get in that room and get it. Seriously.
Okay. So I need to bring my notebook, is what you said.
I sure would.
Yes. Okay.
Notes in your phone, however you want to do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, we appreciate you for coming
Yes,
on.
We do.
Thank you so much. This was cool. This really was cool.
Oh, good. Yeah, you got to come back afterwards and kind of let us know how it was.
Yeah.
I'm going to be taking pictures. So we're gonna take the pictures and show the pictures on our page. And people, listen, I am going to be going to the Good Life this Sunday. And you shall see what it's all about.
Yes.
And all the beautiful women and men that will be there. And next time, we got to get your partner on here. So we
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Oh, behind the scenes. I tell y'all, Kevin is so talented, but he is so behind the scenes. I say, no, the world needs to see you.
Yeah. At least one.
To see who Kevin Germain is.
Because you definitely speak highly of him. And he seemed to have gotten it, helped you with everything. So that is awesome.
And guys, look, I asked her to come on here last minute.
Wow.
Absolutely. So thank you.
We appreciate you.
You're welcome.
All right. Well, we will be saying good night.
Good night.
Sunday, my girl.
We are here to inspire her, the total woman.
Yay.